I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our first reading is from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was formless, void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters.
Second reading is taken from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verse 1 to 14. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones, and he led me all around them. There were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. He said to me, "Mortal, can these bones live?" I answered, "O Lord God, you know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.' Thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you and I will cause flesh to come upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord." So I prophesied and I had been commanded. As I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, "Prophesy to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from our four winds, O breath, and breath upon this slain, that they may live." Prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, a vast multitude. Then he said to me, "Mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you back to the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord. When I open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people, I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you on your own soil. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and will act, says the Lord." In these human words, God's word is heard.
Thanks be to God.
So happy anniversary from my family who is here. And in behalf of Union Theological Seminary, the School of the Prophets, where two of your pastors earned their Master of Divinity degrees, the Temple Keeper and the Supreme Priest, Pastor Joseph San Jose, and the Babaylan and Ever-Rising Phoenix, Pinibining Kakay Pamaran. Wala sila ngayon. May I turn over talaga ng power sa mga ibang priestesses, no? But I think that's very egalitarian, that you share the priesthood,
yes.
You share the power, and you share the responsibility. Well, for me, no, these two students of ours, who are now alumni, embody and represent the passion and brilliance of this community, such that while we have helped in their transformation, they too have changed our seminary and churches for eternity. Blacklisted na po ako sa United So United Methodist Church. But I too have changed along with my family. We were also very homophobic maybe 10 or 15 years ago. But because we have encountered Nakai, we have encountered Joseph, and so many others, we are changed. Ang sabi nga sa Broadway musical na Wicked, because I knew you, I have been changed for good. The you is plural, and it is not Joseph and Kakai, but the multitude of LGBT people who have gently and bungaciously occupied spaces denied them. Sometimes I regret that I'm not queer. Siguro mas bongga ako kung queer ako, gano. Kaya lang loving naman ang asawa ko, so okay na rin. I take it back. No? Yeah. So this space here at Open Table MCC is an act of resistance against those who would separate you from God. On your 13th anniversary, there is truly much to celebrate, and it is my great honor to be amongst you today. So before I get to my message, sabi ni Christopher, ang batian daw dito ay sumainyo ang kagandahan. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I am a wife, a mother, a teacher, an ordained pastor. Roles I have chosen and prepared for intentionally. I have in more recent years been called a babaylan. Yeah. Sometimes supreme babaylan. By the women students I have mentored and empowered. A title I want to honor as it celebrates pre-colonial priestesses, the cultural and spiritual leaders who embodied the aspirations of our native peoples before the Spanish colonizers and priests came. But the titles given me by MCC are the most cherished. This community has called me the patron saint of the LGBTQI. Kita niyo ba yung halo ko? And ang pinakakilig sa lahat ay Mother of Dragons. There is power in naming, you know? So I am grateful to this community and for the names you have called me, along with other communities. I am no longer one, but many. I am far beyond the essence of a woman, which is a social construction, a historical creation, and a patriarchal and male imagination. So don't ask me, even if I join the Binibining Pilipinas, what is the essence of a woman? That is a stupid question. There is no essence. This one principle by which we live, there is no such thing. We all must claim the power and the right to construct our identity, embody our sexuality, and be in the world with agency. Politically, we pursue this through the Soji Bill. Theologically, we must believe in resurrections and incarnations. These two, resurrections and incarnations, are the main theological principles I wish to speak about this afternoon. Baka ma-disappoint si Richard, kailangan galingan ko. Tsaka ang ganda-ganda kasi ng introduction ko. So, I belong to the United Methodist Church, a global church which has been grappling with the issue of inclusion of LGBTQI for many years. To date, our book of discipline still reads, "The practice of homosexuality is incompatible with Christian teaching." And this is precisely the kind of teaching that dishonors and dehumanizes LGBTQI in the very same churches that taught them that God is love. Last February, the General Conference of my church rejected the One Church plan, which would have allowed congregations and ministers to determine for themselves and their communities whether they wanted to ordain LGBTQ pastors and consecrate same-sex marriages. The so-called traditional plan prevailed, which became even more punitive in its treatment of pastors who were LGBTQ allies, LGBTQ or allies of the LGBTQ. In an act of confession and repentance, I reflected on Ezekiel 37, which is entitled, "The Valley of Dry Bones." I share it in part today. In verses 1 to 3, it is the Lord that takes Ezekiel to the dry bones and asks him, "Son of man, can these bones live?" To which Ezekiel replies, "Sovereign Lord, you alone know." In this exchange, the Lord asks Ezekiel, but Ezekiel, even as a prophet of the Lord, replies, "Sovereign Lord, you alone know." God alone knows. And yet in so many of our churches, we absolutize our knowledge and beliefs, our doctrines and rules of discipline. Our statements of faith include and exclude, affirm and then demonize. In the text, Ezekiel, the great prophet of God, says, "Sovereign Lord, you alone know." I find comfort in that. I find comfort in the mystery, infinity, and otherness of God. No religion and church can absolutize their understanding of God. No one can claim that they are chosen by God while others are not. Catherine Keller and Laurel Schneider talk about a posture of fluidity and multiplicity and understanding God. Gusto natin yun, diba? Fluidity and multiplicity. To absolutize God is to symbolically freeze God in ice where God can no longer move. To say that God alone knows is to honor the God of the Genesis, where the wind of God swept over the face of the waters in the act of creation. God is not frozen. God is fluid. It is this fluidity in God that is also the multiplicity of God. God is not just the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, but also the God of the LGBT, the God of the person living with disability, the person living with HIV/AIDS, and more. Our God is a God of many faces. Is that not what it means when we say that we are created in the image of God? In verses 4 to 6, the Lord commands Ezekiel, "Prophesy to the bones." And Ezekiel says to them, "This is what the sovereign Lord says to the bones, 'I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life.'" And even if he was the one who prophesied, Ezekiel looked and had to witness the coming to life of the bodies, bone by bone, tendons and flesh. It is a creation of new life and a denial of death, a valuing of human flesh. It is the valuing of Jennifer Laude and Jessa Chantal Remiendo, who were both violently killed. It is the honoring of Choisky Discipulo and so many others who are gone too soon. In the text, the dry bones were in a valley which Ezekiel has probably never seen. It is the Lord who takes Ezekiel there. It is the Lord who commands that he prophesy to them and pronounce their coming back to life. Because even a prophet of God can be blind to the dry bones, blind to death. We cannot bodily resurrect Jennifer, Chantal, and Choisky. But it is God who calls us to remember them, their lives, and their deaths. Because it is only in remembering them that we can defend and uphold the life of others. In verses 9 to 10, the Lord commands Ezekiel again and says, "This is what the sovereign Lord says, 'Come, breath from the four winds and breathe into the slain, that they may live.'" And the text says, "They breathed and came to life to become a vast army." The transformation from dry bones to a vast army is a revolution. This was evident in the Stonewall protest in 1969, which was a response to police brutality and later birthed the gay liberation movement in New York. This is exhibited every time there is a Pride March. It is embodied in every protest of the masses. In the text, from dry bones and death, the bodies are given breath and have power. Because it is through human bodies that we breathe. It is through human bodies that we live. It is through human bodies that we act. And it is through human bodies that we love. In the creation of our bodies and beings, we are endowed by God with powers and gifts, will and choices, and we are all equals. The breath given LGBTQI persons by the Lord is the same breath given to all. More importantly, this breath given so that there may be wholeness, this breath is given so that there may be wholeness for each body, is no less than the Spirit of the Lord. In verses 11 to 14, the Lord says, Son of man, these bones are the people of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. These words seem to express the pain of exclusion and condemnation some churches have cast upon LGBTQI persons and their families who have been cut off. But the Sovereign Lord says, My people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from them. I will put my spirit in you and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, declares the Lord. This here, the Open Table MCC, is for me a fulfillment of that promise of life and community. Your existence is a radical expression of God's commitment to life. The persistence of the LGBTQI to assert their human rights in many parts of the world, in societies and cultures that perceive them as dry bones, is God speaking and acting in the world. Wherever LGBTQI people and their allies are resisting oppression for themselves and for others, there are resurrections. Here in this space, we are raising each other up. First part pa lang yun. Nag-comment ka. Okay. The second part of my message is about incarnation. Incarnation. Earlier, I had shared that the MCC community has been instrumental in my becoming many and going beyond the essentialized woman. The other gift of MCC to me is the challenge of rethinking bodies, sexuality, and desire. Sabihin nyo nga, bodies, sexualities, and desire. In so many other churches in the world, those three words cannot even be pronounced, not spoken. No? While the discourse on resurrection calls us to raise each other up, a radical understanding of incarnation affirms our love, eros, and desire. For centuries, our Christian faith has called us to suffering and sacrifice instead of pleasure and fullness. Our bodies have been denounced as the source of sin and that which separates us from God. And the erotic was something that must be controlled, denied, and caged in the bedroom or kept in the dark. If this were true, why did God, the divine, become human in Christ? Why was the human flesh and the body the locus of God's revelation? It is my contention that the desire, eros, and love of the divine is ultimately concretized in the incarnation and enfleshment of Jesus Christ. It is as if the divine perceived that humanity in the image of God still could not fully express the depth of God's desire, love, and eros. That the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, and the God of Sarah, the God of Hagar, and the God of Leah, and the God of Rachel could not reveal the fullness of God's love for creation. Thus, it is only in the incarnation in Jesus Christ, the embodiment of divine love in human flesh, the relations with the disciples, the Marys, the children, the sinners, and the poor, the vulnerability that leads to state crucifixion and death, and finally, the raising up in resurrection, that the radicality of the desire, eros, and love of God has full revelation. One of my professors in Loyola School of Theology asserted that Mary, the mother of Jesus, shared her humanity with Jesus. Salamat kay Maria, no? Kung wala si Maria, wala si Jesus, no? Ultimately, divine multiplicity and unlimited incarnation need the flesh. For what is desire, love, and eros if it is not in the flesh? Divinity that is not embodied is an idea and a concept that cannot become, cannot multiply, cannot be radical. There is no incarnation where there is no flesh and body. The fullness of Jesus' divinity is in the flesh, in His full humanity. Kung wala siyang humanity, wala din siyang full divinity. No? Pero minsan nakakalimutan natin yung gusto natin yung divine ng divine. No? No? In this claim, perhaps we can now first imagine the divine as incarnating freely and responding again and again in the flesh of the world. In all flesh. God's response to all our flesh, no? Second, affirm a Christology that is connected to human desire and the liberating celebration of embodiment. Third, give full recognition to our desires and the erotic within so that we can no longer accept oppression, self-sacrifice, and powerlessness. And lastly, recover the beauty of sex and intimacy, our erotic connection with others, and our deepest desires. Thus, alongside divine multiplicity, which affirms that we are all created in the image of God, I am beginning to articulate unlimited incarnation. Unlimited incarnation. Meaning, incarnation where human bodies and flesh become the locus of divine revelation and action is happening around us every day. Made possible through us, moment by moment, so that God is truly with us. We are part of this unlimited incarnation. Because in my mind, if there is no multiple and unlimited incarnation, there will be no multiple and unlimited resurrection. Desire, eros, and love has its genesis in God. The desire, eros, and love of God, and the desire, eros, and love human beings have are a continuum, a continuity, and where God's desire and human desire intersect, there is incarnation and resurrection. The Open Table MCC is no valley of dry bones. It has lived out its name as an open table. It has been the place of multiple resurrections and unlimited incarnations. So to all of you phoenixes and unicorns, temple keepers and babaylans, queer and crazy people who dare to step out of bounds and boxes, traditional churches and comfort zones, and gift us all with new possible becomings so that LGBTQ has become LGBTQIA++, know that you are celebrated. Happy anniversary, and here's to more resurrections incarnations, and celebrations. Amen.